Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else.
Welcome to our season 6 episode 43.
Aqua wasn't there to change my inner jam.
Oh my god. No, like... I got it. It's like Austin Powers. And
he wasn't there. He was busy traveling around the same 10 meters of forest that the Walking Dead cast goes around. Why did I say meters? What am I, from Canada? I know, metrics.
Like someone who doesn't matter in life anymore, Dawson. Get out.
No.
You used meters. You need to leave.
But he knows metrics.
I know metrics. I know Piscatalian or whatever.
I know that Dawson likes to touch other people's butts that aren't mine, and that's unacceptable.
Crack the whip. You know what? Anyway.
50 Shades.
I'm sick, and it's awful.
Being sick is awesome.
But I'm here anyway, so...
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, we can't record it without me, because I'm the only one smart enough to know how to record a podcast.
No, Aerosol's smart enough to know that.
Yeah, but he's not here right now.
Well, your mother is here, and she's naked.
Oh, God.
Well, she doesn't know how to record a podcast, so it doesn't really matter.
You don't know that. Did you ask her?
Yeah.
When?
Didn't even know what a podcast was.
She said, "What's a podcat?" And Brian just walked away.
That sounds about right. Speaking of cat, Brian, apparently cat's my other half.
Yeah, I heard that when I was pooping.
Yeah, I told you he was listening. Also, I told you he was pooping. Boom, 2 points for Dawson.
2 points for number two.
Got that right.
Which right. Legendary did you catch, Brian?
I'm on the SSN, so none. I can't even catch anything.
Did you kill your rival's Raticate yet?
No. I don't think so.
Did you trade your Butterfree for Raticate and then regret it?
No, Butterfree, come back.
Oh, God. Actually killing Brian to lose Butterfree. That stupid jerk in the top hat. Do you want my Raticate? Get out of here! Get! Don't want you to eradicate.
Are you going to do the little trick to capture Mew?
No, I passed it already.
Oh. Well, you're a freaking crack nuzzle.
What?
You're a crack nuzzle.
That kind of trailed off at the end there. I kind of lost what I was going to say.
Yeah, I would have never guessed. Crack nuzzle. I'm the greatest crack visit.
You're the greatest whoremonger.
Same thing, really. So.
Brian sells crack to children.
Pokemon Day happened. It was fun.
Pussy happened.
You have so many problems.
Damn right I do, boy.
Okay.
This minute here's a Pokemon will do that to you.
That's just true. I got a pretty 3DS I didn't need.
Go suck dick, you whore. It's your fucking 3DS.
It's pretty and I like it.
It's your fucking 3DS and your Go Nintendo retweet.
Heck yeah. Spread the Shukun Shinobi love. Hashtag viral.
Your thumbs are weird.
Oh my god. I've gotten at least 3 or 4 comments on that video about my fucking thumbs. It's great. I love it. It fills me with joy. Every time I see any sort of comment, it's like, "What's wrong with your thumbs?" I love it.
I didn't know you had opposable thumbs, Brian.
Leave Brian's thumbs alone!
Like, it just boggles my mind because it's like, what's wrong with your thumbs? I'm like, you haven't ever heard of opposable thumbs, double jointed thumbs? You haven't heard of this shit? No? I got mutant thumbs? That's fine. I know I do. That's
Brian's going to be in the new X-Men movie. He's the superhero mutant thumbs. He just, like, flashes his thumbs at people and they pass out.
Brian's going to be the next teenage warhead, Negasonic, the teenage Negasonic warhead, whatever the fuck her name is. Brian's going to be super emo.
Yeah.
Fuck Deadpool.
I'm on the way there.
Did you fuck Deadpool?
Poor Ryan Reynolds.
You don't think Ryan Reynolds would enjoy fucking Brian?
I don't know. He seems like a Renaissance man.
is that what you're telling me? That Ryan Reynolds would not enjoy the masterful loving of Shuquin Shinobi?
Apparently.
Am I supposed to continue answering that? I'm distracted.
Yeah, there's a right answer to that and a wrong answer to that.
I don't think there's a right answer at all.
The right answer is that Ryan Reynolds would enjoy Shuquin Shinobi butt.
Yeah, well. Who don't? What? Someone else go, please. I'm sick.
Kenji enjoys it.
Okay. I honestly don't have much. I think I mentioned last week I started that
Ninja.
I'm done. I started that Pokemon replay, and I just got to Saffron City. I have 4 badges, and I did get to Saffron City, but I'm about to catch a Snorlax. About to done getting
you
me a
Snorlax.
Right, Snorlax.
Snorlax number one. Snorlax was my Leaf Green homie.
I'm doing that, and honestly, nothing much else has happened. I went to a game night. There was no Yu-Gi-Oh. It was fun anyway, but still, they need to know how to get down with, like, the hardcore players.
You gotta play the children's card games. What were they doing, playing Parcheesi?
No, it was, like, games.
This is amazing.
We played a game called Peng. It's like, it's hard to describe. I had to learn everything.
Oh, Ping? That's Mulan's fake name.
No, Bang. No,
oh, you played a game.
Hello, it's me, Ping. I love you all. But Bang, I learned how to play a game called 7 Wonders, I think, and then we didn't play it. And I watched a tutorial where the guy was Canadian and he kept calling cards curds. Like, here's a curd. I'm like, I'm just never going to refer to it as a card anymore, but... So yeah, that's honestly it. There hasn't been too much else.
No, I play this curd.
Cheese cards.
I reveal my trap curd.
Curd's the word.
I play 2 curds face down.
I put 2 curds in my mouth.
Dear Lord, it's happening.
What about some whey? Where's Little Miss Muffet? We refer to nursery rhymes on this show. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like... I should... Fuck off. I should any day now be receiving my cube giraffe and my Grim and Sanzo hoodies. So that should be fun. And I pre-ordered SH Figure Arts Paul Rudd because I needed
Bobby
it in my
Newport.
Life.
Bobby Newport's never had a real job. It is life.
I missed the Luke Skywalker.
His fancy figure art handed to him.
I missed the farm boy version of Luke. I'm very upset.
His Ant-Man movie handed to him.
And then I had a very upsetting experience. So, let's see. How do I start? Well, my wife's sister is in town from Virginia with her 3 kids. Like, they used to live here, and then her husband's in the Navy, so they got transferred up to Virginia, which is fine. I mean, you know, I miss the kids. They were fun, but whatever. I'm not as fond of the sister for just reasons. Well, she comes down because she was homesick. What?
Is that the tit one or is that a different one?
No, that's the one.
Okay.
Wait. What? I got to know.
So, we're getting there. So, she drives down, and she's just been staying, like, from house to house. And, like, for a few days, she stayed at her parents' house, and then, like, she stayed with a friend for a couple of days. Well, she's going to stay at our house for a couple of days. I'm like, well, okay, I guess. And now, her children are 7 and 2 and, like, 7 months. Well, the 7-year-old is the only boy in the family, and he's pretty cool. Like, he's into Ninja Turtles. He likes Pokemon. We have, like, he likes my stuff. He'll play with my stuff. We'll talk about, you know, he'll watch Ninja Turtle movies or, like, the live-action ones and shit. And, like, they watch Pokemon. I came home Thursday. They say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. I came home Thursday, and he's watching, like, original Pokemon, like the Indigo League, where, like, Ash is catching Bulbasaur and Charmander. And it was really funny because I go over to him and, like, one episode finishes and I look at the title of the next one and then a little bit of the description. I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. He goes, how are you reading the TV's mind? I watched this like 18 years ago.
Quote of the day.
And then I was like, and then in the next episode after this, he's going to get a Squirtle. And he's like, stop doing that. How do you know all this? Like, is he being serious right now? Is this really happening? Right, so that kind of thing is funny. And, like, him and Kaylee, they're playing, all they did was play Pokemon the entire time, like, with the stuffed animals. And he has little figures with Pokeballs, and they're just playing constantly, which is fine. I don't care. He left half his shit here. I got his little Mega Mewtwo Y figure, and,
like, sweet! Score!
They left, like, 2 movies here, like, kid movies, and a kid's shoe. Like, they just left, like, half their crap behind. Well, I came home, like, the first day from work, and as it was, not only do I have these people here, then my friend with the 4 kids is like, hey, can you watch our kids? I'm like, sure. I had 9 kids in my house at one point. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. They left me here with 7 of them at one time. Me and 7 children in my house by myself to deal with them. Well, needless to say, by the time those few days were done, my Super Dino Charge figure display is just, that's just gone. That's just
it's gone.
That was done in about 10 minutes. The shelf above them that had my figure art, Hurricanger, Decaranger, and Kyurugers, that was just wiped out. A couple of the Beetleborgs got wiped out. I was having panic attacks. I was freaking out. I'm like, this needs to stop. The little 2-year-old kept touching my Mario figures, and I noticed yesterday it was days ago that they left. I'm looking at it, I'm like, somebody touched Lucario and Mega Blaziken. When the fuck did that happen? It's real funny because he has that, like, the Mega Blaziken figure you can buy in the store now, and so, like, his my sister-in-law's looking, and she goes, oh, I think that's the same. Oh, sees my figure as Blaziken. I was like, oh, I think that's the same figure Matthew has. And I just laughed and go, no, it's not. She's like, it looks the same. I'm like, I promise you that is not the same toy your child has. This cost $30 and came from Japan. She's like, oh, well, no, this is not the same thing. Like, I know. And, of course, Kaylee was doing the same thing where she takes my Juodra toys and tries to show them to everyone how to play with them. Like, she does it. Anytime someone comes over, look, this turns into an eagle, and this one is a shark, and you do it like this.
This one's pants.
Like, she goes through the whole speech like a good child. But this is what's happening, is I got all these kids. Well, the Friday night, right on top of, if that's not bad enough that they keep touching my shit, that Friday, she wanted to go get this shit tattoo she has fixed. Somehow we got roped into watching 3 children. Which, okay, fine, we'll watch the 3 kids. Well, what I didn't realize is that the little 7-month-old is like a banshee.
She's Lydia? Yeah, George will get that. Somewhere George is laughing, and that makes me happy.
Like, she, it was time for bed, and she just kept, she wouldn't stop crying. Like, we tried everything. We tried laying her on you like you do a regular baby. Which I tried singing to her. I put on music. We did all kind of things. This child screamed for over a half an hour straight. Like, and see, when Natalie cries, she's not really loud about it. She's kind of quiet, and it's not really that obnoxious. This child screams. Like, I don't know. I don't know what. Like a banshee. Like, it's just evil. It's demonic. You can hear her from across the house as though she's next to you. Now, granted, my child slept through it all. Here's this child in the next room screaming her lungs out. My child just like, fuck that shit, I'm sleeping. Right? So this is what we had to endure. It was awful. Then, and the whole time they're like, oh, she's like, oh, I want to help you clean their house. I want to help you clean your house. Didn't clean up behind herself at all. So I had a mess. We had a mess. We're still cleaning up. And then it took them forever to pack their shit. And then they left half of it. And so then that Saturday, because we were going by my wife's family, we were having a barbecue or something. The whole family was going there. We were bringing my friends with us with all the kids. And so they're all here. So there's these four kids running around, plus my two, plus her three, plus my friend and his wife and my sister-in-law. They're all in my house. I'm panicking. We're trying to get all this shit straight. Natalie goes to sleep. I mean, this place is like a madhouse. My child can sleep through a fucking hurricane, I guess. I don't know.
She's like you.
She is. She's just like me. She eats a lot like me. She eats constantly. She sleeps like me. But, like, we did have a really bad storm that came through here with, like, tornado warnings and everything. We never get tornado warnings, really. We had tornado warnings. They actually had one touchdown, like, 3 blocks from where my friend lives, or 5 blocks from where he lives. Like, he couldn't even really get home too easily. He had to go, like, this extra route home because there's, like, two ways into where he lives. And one way was blocked with, like, trailers in the middle of the street. Because everyone knows that tornadoes love trailer parks. Like, so that was fun. That was a mess. Like, we've had just insanity happening here. Like, all hell's broken loose. But yeah, I haven't really bought anything else because I haven't even gotten even to leave my house because there've been people here and it was crazy. He's got, like, I don't know where you get him. These little tiny Pokeballs with little tiny Pokemon figures in them. And then he just kept asking me which ones they were. Like an Alzheimer's patient, too. Like, he brought me Larvitar 4 times and asked me, who is this? Like, I had to stare at it because the thing didn't even look like Larvitar. It looked like almost like a substitute doll. And so I'm staring at it, and I had to figure it out, like, because it's not painted properly. Like, some of them were painted, like clear purple. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I don't know.
Can you imagine what would happen if they asked you about next you?
Like,
you know? All right.
I don't get it. Oh, I get it, because I say axe instead of ask. Ha 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 ha.
Hashtag ask you.
Austin is such an asshole.
Well.
But yeah, so that was a thing that happened. But, yeah, I'm hoping to go buy toys soon. I can't find toys. The only turtle figures I keep finding is, like, those spitting Raph and Mikey figures.
It spits Raph? Let me tell you something, turtles!
Like, I don't want those. So, I can't find anything else new, and I'm kind of depressed about that, but...
What are you still looking for?
I don't know. I don't know what else is out. No, it's not those, though.
Do you have Robug yet?
No.
There's Robug, there's Space Casey.
I don't have that.
And Space April.
I don't have either one.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, I don't have either of those. He just is hot for Mina Suvari covered in rose petals.
What?
What? No.
I don't know what's happening.
American Beauty? No. Okay.
American Pie, maybe, but she's also in that.
No, I'm aware. I'm aware. She's the choir girl.
Choir chick.
Fucking Oz.
Holy shit, Omniomi just tweeted something about a... Is that a Figma Ted? What is happening to the world?
Yeah, that's a Figma Ted.
Yes.
Yeah, it was revealed at Wonderfest, a couple weeks ago. There is a... It's either Figma or Nendoroid, I don't remember.
It says Figma.
Yeah. Okay, it's Figma Ted, then.
Well, then where's my Figma Mark Wahlberg?
Complete with Boston accent. I still need to get that Mew collection. The card one. Yeah. I can't fucking find it.
Target's probably your best bet.
That's what I was thinking. I haven't been to Target.
That's the only place that I've seen them at, is Target.
And then the worst thing is, right, we had that thing to go to on Saturday, the barbecue, we were going all day. Fucking Saturday was Pokemon Day, I wanted to go to the store and couldn't. I gotta be, away all day.
Oh, so I missed the Toys R Us poster. The Toys R Us poster's legit.
What's the Toys R Us poster?
On one side, it's just the first 151. On the other side, it's a timeline of game releases.
Oh my god, I'm gonna murder someone.
And it's a high-quality poster, too. It's really nice.
Now I'm just mad. I wanted to go out and do Pokemon things on Pokemon Day. I mean, I sat and played a bunch of games at one time, like I always do, but that's really what I did. We went out there to be around family, and they're all outside. Me and my friend and my mother-in-law were inside with Natalie, and I'm just sitting there playing Pokemon. The rest of the family is outside doing outside things.
Why would you be outside?
I don't know. They have the most comfortable sofa, and it reclines. And I'm like, why would I be outside? There's air conditioning in here. They had the lights off, so it was really comfortable. I'm like, who the hell wants to be outside? That the fucking rest of the family was. Kids getting covered in chalk, because we have spray chalk. Do you know there's a thing that's spray chalk? You buy it at fucking Dollar Tree.
That sounds stupid.
My wife bought it. The kids were covered. Their hands and feet were all pink or blue or whatever color they were using. It was awful. They're out on a trampoline and playing with chalk, and I'm like, I'll just stay inside where it's comfortable and there's a nice sofa. Like a real adult. I don't get it. I don't get it. But whatever. So that's a thing, and I think that's all. No, I just want more. One more cubes. I want toys. I went to GameStop and pre-ordered the new Pokemon games that we're going to talk about. And
spoiler alert!
I walk in and the guy's like, "You haven't been here in a while." I have. You just haven't been here. People over there recognize me. Probably mostly because I have a fucking 5-year-old that just runs around and touches everything when she comes in the store. They know me for that, and because I have everything Nintendo related pre-ordered ever. Usually, and so, oh yeah, you got all the pre-orders, and you just pre-order fucking everything. Yeah, that's me. Went in and did my Pokemon business, and then my wife's in the car waiting because we had stuff to do, and we actually had to go to a party for one of my friend's 4 kids because every couple of months they just have a birthday because that's what happens when you have that many kids. Just every 2 or 3 months, a kid's having a birthday.
I thought 4 kids didn't exist anymore.
No. And
well. I thought it was funny.
I no one likes 4 kids.
I went to a party for Foxbox last week. It was filled with Ultimate Muscle decorations.
Oh my Ultimate God. Muscle and Ultraman Tiga. Kirby.
Ultimate Muscle.
What's happening?
But Brian is stuttering. But yeah, he's trying to talk to me about the Pokemon stuff. My wife's in the car getting irritated. Where are you coming out? Are you coming? Hurry up! That's the story of my life. I'm not allowed to go anywhere and talk to anyone. Because
tell her the fuck off, I'm talking about Pokemon.
We're always in... Yeah, oh yeah, you tell her that.
Pokemon.
You know she's scary. She'll eat you. She'll murder you and then eat you. Or the other way around, depending on how she feels like doing. But, nudes?
Yes.
What's nude?
the Ninja Steel casting sites came out, except there's two characters, Sophie and Brad, which probably won't be the final names because they hardly ever are. But they're the same casting site except with the name switched, so it's kind of dumb.
Oh my god, that's such great news, Brian. Thank you for reporting it. Go fuck off.
I will.
Oddish
learned stunt sport.
Yay! Why are you using an Oddish?
Oddish!
I needed a grass type.
And it looks like a blueberry with grass on its head. That's the magic of Gen 1. It beats all the other designs that ever happened because it's Gen 1.
This is true.
They're running
every
out
other
of
grass
ideas.
Type is just a ripoff of Oddish. Treecko's a total Oddish ripoff. Sorry. I was riffing off something you weren't here for.
What was that?
I was just talking about this article I read that was like basically Gen 1 fapping and how they said that every bird Pokemon after Pidgey is just a Pidgey ripoff. And then I was laughing about how, like, what if you thought that about real life animals? Like, the first bird you ever saw, every other bird is a ripoff of that bird. Like, it's pretty dumb.
That's so stupid. Like, that's really dumb.
That parrot's just a big ripoff of a parakeet.
Oh, like, man. That's so dumb. Oh my god. Like, Matt makes me want to just murder Brian in his sleep right now.
Poor Brian. He didn't even do anything.
I'm used to
but
it.
He was there and he allowed it to happen.
How did we get to Pokemon? All right. Oh yeah, Oddish. I was like, how did we get to talking about Pokemon on the casting side?
Does it matter?
No, not really.
I don't think there's any other Toku news. I mean,
we're a Pokemon-centered Toku podcast.
Yeah. There were scans, but there's nothing new.
Yeah, they were showing off Gorilla. Okay, so the fucking Gorilla Juman, I want to talk about this. His name is Larry.
It's so good.
Oh my god.
Like, how the fuck did he get a name like Larry? Like,
well, his name was probably originally Gary, but then they mistook him for Jerry, and then they decided to rename him Larry. But then later, there was somebody named Larry already, so they renamed him Terry. So, and now we're here. Oh my god, now I'm just gonna always just picture that as Jerry Gergich, like for real. Jerry Gergich for American Duoger.
Moving along from that, but yeah, and they just showed off Duo Wild and Duo, or Wild Duo King and stuff like that. It looks cool. I want it. I want to touch my butt.
Butt touching. This is a weird one.
So we listened to the full versions of the opening and ending themes of Duoger, and as I suspected, the ending theme had verses for Gorilla, Crocodile, Wolf, and Rhino, and another animal if we can figure out what the fuck the words are. So that's a thing.
That is a thing. I like them. They're fun. They're good songs.
Yeah, they're really good. Makes me happy. Makes me want to touch it.
Okay.
So, I'm touching Brian right now, in fact.
I guess, instead of saving this for ramble time, since it is technically news, the only real important news that happened this week was they officially announced the new Pokemon games.
Yes.
And Pokemon Sun and Moon, which I've seen, are they like the most memed games? Why did they inspire such memes of like, and they're getting Toku all over it with like Sun and Moon Pokemon version, or Power Rangers versions and Toku versions? I'm like, get that away, get that Toku stank off my Pokemon.
They keep putting like Black and Shadow Moon on it and...
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember seeing as many memes for, like, X and Y or Black and White or anything like that. It's like, why is this all of a sudden... Like, I get the S&M thing's kind of funny, but other than that, like, I could have thought for way more bits for everything else. And it was kind of, like, spoiled the day before, since, like, someone was like, I found the trademarks! And, like, here's the pictures! So we basically knew a day in advance.
Like, it was a fun little direct video...
retrospective thing was really cool.
Like, the thing about it is that kind of got me is that, you know, number one, is this like 7th gen then?
I think so.
Yes.
Because it says new region, new Pokemon, so.
So what we're gathering from this is, first of all, we don't have a Z, which means the other Zygarde forms are just like, well, fuck that shit. We're doing this because we're fucking bored. So that's whatever. I guess. I mean, I really wanted a third game, you know, because that's what we're supposed to do, but, you know, fuck everything.
Like, I am slightly disappointed we never got a third game, because I thought Kalos would have had more to offer, because it felt so hollow in so many aspects.
I almost
kind of excited to just get something new, though.
I mean, something new is exciting. I almost feel like there was maybe some kind of a backlash over X and Y because of how few Pokemon there were, and just kind of, I don't know, the way it was set up and everything. I remember when I was doing it, you're like, here's badge one, and then 3 years later, here's badge two, and then 10 minutes later, you've got 7 badges, and you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck just happened?
I really would love the pacing to be better. Like, I liked that longer stretch between 1 and 2. I don't need it to be that long between everyone, but it would be great to have a really nice pacing between the gyms, because I actually really like that part.
And so, I wonder if it was instead of them trying to, quote-unquote fix it with a Z, like a lot of the other third games have done, like Platinum and Emerald have kind of, fixed Diamond and Pearl or Ruby and Sapphire, that they were just like, fuck it, we'll just go to Gen 7.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of it might have just been, it made a lot of sense to release the next gen on an anniversary year. Like, with all the hype and everything, instead of, all the hype, here's the, basically extended edition of the game, but instead, here's the hype, here's a new gen. By the time, I was just talking about this with Brian before we started, but by the time it happens, it will have been 3 years, which I guess is the same amount of time as Black and White was around too, but both of them did feel shorter, but I feel like X and Y feels even shorter because it just, the game felt smaller in some ways, and also, I guess it's because I played through, by the time Gen 5 was done, I had played a game with each starter. Granted, part of that was because I played the Japanese one, but, I only played through X and Y once. I haven't played my second version or gotten to play a third version or replay or anything like that, so it just, I don't know, everything about it felt so quick, even though it's the same time as Black and White, which also felt fast, it felt even quicker. Maybe it's because time passes faster when you get older, I don't know.
I guess part of it is just that, because of the way I do things, right, I have all the versions and I don't really restart them, so I have X with my Chestnut and Y with my Greninja, and I was kind of hoping for a Z so I could do a playthrough with Fennekin and Delphox and some of the other ones that I didn't use on X and Y, and then they're like, oh, Gen 7. I'm like, no, wait, fuck, come back. Damn it.
Those ideas we talked about of, a 6.5 with, more Pokemon, and, it sounded so cool. That would have been cool, but...
It would have. Just have, because the way I thought about it, is, okay, well, almost like how we had, a Western Unova, you could have done, an Eastern Kalos, just because the eastern part is where Zygarde is found anyway. And have it come to a head with Xerneas, Yveltal, and Zygarde. And then as you get into the western part, then you start finding weird new Pokemon no one fucking knows about. And then once you do the whole Team Flare thing with Zygarde, it kind of you would restore everything, and then those Pokemon are now back where they would have been had they not I guess the ones that went extinct, or that they thought were destroyed in that war, and then all of a sudden they're back in their original habitats, and so you can find them all over the rest of the Kalos, which would have been neat. And then they could have had more and made Gen 6 bigger, and people wouldn't have bitched about it. There's only the 69 Pokemon in Gen 6. What the fuck? But they're going Gen 7, which is okay. And then in the video, with X and Y's reveal, we saw Chespin, Fennekin, and Froakie, and we saw Xerneas and Yveltal, and we saw actual, game footage. Whereas here, we just saw a wireframe model of a bird, and
it's a Pidgey ripoff.
It's totally Pidgey.
It's Neo Pidgey.
We saw concept art of, all these drawings of a Pokemon Center and a hotel and a Blastoise riding a fire truck.
It's a resort.
Which I guess the Blastoise riding, a fire truck or a Jeep or whatever the fuck it was. It was pretty cool. But, so I'm not really sure what's happening in the game. But
I get to drive in this game. That's kind of cool.
Was a rumor for a Gen 5 that you were going to have cars?
Yeah.
That would
have... There was a rumor that the Kamen Rider wasn't going to have a motorcycle. He was going to have a car. And then it happened. But, like, they... So that's kind of... I guess it's nice that, like, there's not a lot revealed. I don't know if they're saving up just everything for a big E3 dump.
I wasn't expecting to see the starters. It would have been neat to maybe see one new Pokemon outside of, like, that, you know, Machinima Pokemon or whatever.
Because all we got is that Mirna. And, like, on the one hand, like, I feel like, oh, okay, well, maybe, like... Because a lot of people say, oh, they're saving up for E3, but E3 is supposed to be the debut of the NX. Like, so...
Why not both?
Cool. I feel like that would just
be,
like...
Why not Zoidberg?
Why not Zoidberg? I just feel like it might be too much if they're trying to do NX and whatever. I don't know what they're going to show with that. Any kind of game lineup or just the console or what. And then any other games. Plus, here's a big Pokemon thing.
They could do it randomly.
Like, just in between there, you mean?
Like a random direct.
Yeah, just like going, hey, here's a Pokemon direct.
They could.
Well, yeah, they could because they don't do the press conferences anymore, so they could just split it up.
But then that was the thing that people got pissed off about last year, is that they kind of blew their load with the Smash Brothers direct, like, the day before their conference, and they were like, here's our direct conference, and then it was like nothing. It was like, here's all the games coming out in 2 weeks. Like, oh, okay, thanks.
I really don't care how the information happens, I just want to see it.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm like, I want to see it. You gave me the announcement of the game. Guess what? Somebody did that yesterday. some fucking European factor gave me that information yesterday. You've given me nothing new.
I don't know if they're going to show anything since they're doing the Go conference in a couple weeks, and I think one week, actually. But there's always a game developers conference, too, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, I'm really excited to have, like, more new Pokemon and to see more things and the region, and I want to know things. Like
the most exciting thing is that all year we're just going to be slowly getting new Pokemon, which is just always fun. And
oh, yeah. And we get to talk about their names and Kiefer. And
it's seriously my favorite time. Like, just the build-up to the release of new games is so fun.
It's so exciting.
But my thing too, and this is something I'm pretty sure I had to have commented on the last couple of releases that we've had, is ever since HeartGold and SoulSilver, they started giving us like better logos for the games that weren't just like the big yellow Pokemon word and then underneath it like in like big white letters with black outline, Ruby version or whatever. It's kind of like it's got some design to it. Which is nice. It's a little bit more like the Japanese version, but they still leave shit out. Like, X and Y's logo in Japan had the Mega Evolution symbol. Or S's symbols.
Japan just has better logos than us in general.
Oh, they do. Like,
their logos change all the time, and they're really artistic and pretty.
And ever since just the beginning,
like,
they've had
here's the Pokemon logo with a graphically designed, like, title right underneath it. Here's your logo, Merca.
The Pokemon logo that's been there since the dawn of time. Since before, like, the dinosaurs, this logo has existed. Gotta catch
Power
them all.
Rangers, at least Power Rangers changes theirs up a bit.
To me, it's been this logo for centuries.
Can you imagine what gen they're on in First Flash's time? Oh man, the reveal of Gen 73! speaking of the logos, I saw something that Kiefer retweeted that was like... It, like, highlighted that the Megastone symbol was in the XY logo, and it highlighted this, like, diamond-y symbol.
That was the next sentence I was getting to, if you would just shut the fuck up.
Sorry! But, like, it's, like, based off of this thing from, like, the manga that's, like, merging with Pokemon and stuff, and I
is that what it is? It's like a revive.
Yeah, well, like, it was, like, merging with Pokemon, and I think it might have something to do with Ash's Greninja. Like, I'll keep an open mind, but I don't want anything personally that has me merging with Pokemon, like, Digimon Tamer style. But, like, I kind of like the idea. I just don't like that idea. Just, it doesn't feel like, right. But I do kind of like the idea if it was something like what Ash did, and it's almost like a split of Mega Evolution where... your Pokemon almost mega evolves based on what your trainer looks like, and that could be cool. Like, it could have all kinds of different appearances based on your appearance and possibly different abilities depending on what you do. Like, I don't know, but I don't want to be like, you know, Gallantmon and stuff like that. But
I just want to drive the fire truck.
That's all Brian wants.
And then the little Pokeball in the title has like a, it's like a comet. Like, that's cool. Like, it looks so much. In fact, I'm trying to find like where I can, like a version of those logos that I can actually save to my computer because I have all the ones because they're fucking better than ours. But yeah, like that's so that's I'm really interested to know what significance that little thing has.
Because it feels like they might do something different since, you know, we just did Mega Evolution and stuff, but I definitely don't want to be like, not mine. But, like, it makes you wonder why...
I'm sure there'll be a new mechanic of some sort.
Yeah.
Because it makes you wonder if the Ash Greninja thing was, like, some sort of prelude to it. I don't know why it would be, why they would introduce something like that in the anime first, but I don't know. Well, we'll see.
They were talking about, like, the Ash Greninja and then that... I think that's like the Floette that was like specially colored. There was kind of a thing about that. Like, oh, this has only happened once before, which is kind of alluding to that. And then they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, but so, it'll be interesting to see.
I just really like Ash Greninja.
No, I will not make out with you.
The dogs are so excited for Pokemon.
They want me to make out with them.
Puppy growling intensifies.
Whose dog is that?
Brian's. God, it's happening. Brian. It's happening.
Brian, you need to murder your dog before it murders you.
Sounds like he's revving up a tiny puppy lawnmower.
Brian, I'm really concerned that your dog is going to murder you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well,
I just make him growl, and then I put my hand over his mouth and make it go up and down. It's really fun.
God.
I really want to see what the new Pokedex is going to look like. Also, what our new shitty Pokedex toy is going to look like.
I know, right? Or they'll give us a really good one and then never release it in stores.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, this X and Y Pokedex was released in America. Where?
I didn't even know it was released here until, like, I started looking into it.
Earth 2.
Apparently.
They totally got it.
Apparently it's only released in fucking Earth 2, because I never got one, never even saw it anywhere nearby. I'd have bought that shit in 10 seconds.
I can't wait till we see the gym leaders and, like, the female, almost like companion, the female protagonist, so we can start speculating who's going to be traveling with Ash.
Right? And how much of a weird fuck she's going to be.
Because it used to be like a shoo-in, now it's like, oh yeah, the female protagonist will be the new one, but then we had that freaking Iris year, so God only knows. Gym leader is going to get an obscure line that he's just going to repeat over and over again for 3 years?
We gotta figure out, like, how much the female companion's going to want Ash's dick.
Dear Lord.
Serena's all about the dick.
Can we just not have Ash? That'd be great.
We probably will, though. At this point, we're 6 generations deep.
We're balls deep.
We're balls deep in Ash.
Oh, dear God.
Ash has to become a Pokemon master at some point.
He's not going to. It just keeps going and going.
That's what reminded me. Jesus Christ, I forgot to mention that part. So, right, when the Friday, right, the Sun and Moon Direct happened. So I'm like, okay, I go home to, you know, the kids at my house, and I show them. I'm like, all right, hey, Matthew and Kaylee, come look at this video. I made them watch. They watched the direct. And the thing shot starts up with a Game Boy and Pokemon Red. And I'm like, see, this is how I used to play Pokemon. This is how you did it back in the day. And he's just looking at me. So I had Kaylee go get my old games. And so I showed him all of them. And he's looking and he's like, do those still work? I'm like, yeah. So I grabbed my SP and I popped in Red, and at some point in the past, my Red had restarted or something. So all I had was I restarted it and had a Squirtle. So I showed him Squirtle, and he goes, "What is that?" I'm like, "That's a Squirtle, but he's Red." I'm like, "Yeah, it's Pokemon Red. There's only one color. That's what a Game Boy was. It had one color. It's not like the shit you have now. It was just one color." You go from city to city, and if you have a Game Boy Color, it fucking changes color, but you only have one color at a time.
and you just travel around in a square. That's Kanto.
Like, just looking at me like I'm some kind of a freak. Yeah, this is how it was back in the day. My blue still has a full fucking team.
Kids today will never know how much better it was when you had a limited inventory space.
Right? Limited inventory space.
It really is.
Every time you did something in the box, you had to save. Like,
every time you want to use your bike, you have to go into the fucking menu.
There was no running.
Oh, God. The struggle.
I still hold B. I'm playing this game and I'm holding B. But why the fuck
it makes you feel faster. That's what Barry does. That's why his name's Barry. B for Barry.
He holds B. I'm gonna hold B for Barry.
I'm gonna hold D for Diggle. Wait.
Wait. I bet you do.
That came out wrong.
You wanna hold Diggle's D, don't you?
Yes. I wanna hold P for Spivot. Boom! Fixed it. Pussy that, jam.
No, wait. You didn't fix it. You just wanna hold P.
Damn it. No, because P can mean pussy and not penis. God damn it. Why did they have to use the same first letter?
I meant like P.
You're in.
Oh. I, of course, went to penis. Kevin went to P. Oh, what are we even talking about? Pokemon. That seems right.
Penis. That's what you said. Dawson, meanwhile, is the one that went to penis this time.
I killed Raticate.
Yay. Oh.
He's dead forever.
Raticate! Sorry, bro. That was terrible, Rattata.
All right, now go back to the water. There'll be a truck. You can get me.
I made that joke earlier. Come on, get with it.
I wasn't here.
It wouldn't let me use surf. It was depressing.
How is my SP showing me a red light when it's plugged in? That was its problem.
It's broken, bro.
I know.
It's broken.
I need to get a new SP.
That's cool. So, on to the superhero time.
Half of it anyway.
Yeah, there's no ghost. That didn't really
super
happen.
Superhero time.
I was the only one that watched Ghost.
Yes.
And I don't have enough to care about talking about it by myself.
So, Juoju then, which was about getting a giraffe. I thought it was a pretty, like, it wasn't an amazing introduction for it, but I thought it was a neat little intro just for the fact that it kind of showed a little hint that there could be more connections between the two worlds, like, before this little incident happened, and then, you know, obviously when Red met the eagle guy. So it was a neat little thing with that. And the giraffe was kind of neat looking.
How Red started getting, like, powers.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like his morphing is infecting him. And he's like, you can't see that couple? They're like hundreds of yards away. It's like, God, what are you, blind?
Stupid tiger bitch.
Slaps her.
I would have slapped her.
I like how she
keeps
finding square things and goes, look, this is a champion symbol. Bitch, that's a piece of cake. I know, but it's so good.
I like when, like, he ran off and she's like, flustered, trying to figure out, like, how to follow him and take her, like, shopping bags and, like, get the cake so it doesn't go to waste. she's like, I don't, my loyalties, they're torn.
He's leaving, you don't want but that cake. Go to waste. I should go with him, but the cake is here. No, you don't. That's criminal. But that was fun, And then he makes them. Now they have to clean. They are his servants, and they have to clean the house.
That's what you do when you have guests. You whip them into shape.
Guests. Yeah, that didn't happen. Wish I could have done that.
Hey, no.
You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
Go play. Go play Pokemon.
That's what I'm doing.
These people want to stay at my house, they complain because I have animals. Well, fuck you, it's my house. My animals.
I like how this episode sort of highlighted Geo King's, like, changing gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
By doing both main, quote-unquote, main combinations.
Yeah.
I also like how they can just escape things by turning back into a cube.
Cube power.
Yeah, I kind of like that fighting style, though. It definitely takes advantage of it, for sure.
Yeah. I liked how, like, oh, you buried us in rocks? We went back into cube mode and escaped it. What?
Maximize! No? Alright. But, you know, something... I like that we're three episodes in, and I'm not... Well, something Pokemon-related happened.
I can't just click on the fucking plant to cut it. I have to open up the menu. God damn it. Garbage.
Kids will never know the struggle.
Hashtag first-gen problems. But, like, I'm glad that, like, we're three episodes in, and I'm still enjoying it. And I was thinking about something... I really hope that it doesn't go downhill from here, but... something I think I was thinking about during this episode that I like about the past three episodes is that it certainly is a show that knows how to be silly and have fun, but like a hard way to describe it is I like that it also knows how to have, for lack of a better word, like a quiet, like where it doesn't feel like it's trying to be on all the time. Like the Ninja felt like it was trying to be on all the time and be wacky and zany and obnoxious, and I feel like Juojer has, like, at least in these first few episodes, like this time to have a quiet where you feel like the characters are real and you can sort of find connections with them, and it's just kind of a nice semi-balance so far.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
No, I agree completely. Like, we're three episodes in and I haven't gotten bored, and like you said, there's a nice mix between like comedic moments and just like normal moments. It's like, I mean, I don't want to say it's like super serious or anything, because it's not.
No. That's why, but it's hard to describe.
It's not taking itself too seriously, and it's not taking itself too goofy. It's just kind of like right in the middle, and that's something that I dig, so I can fig it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it just lets you feel like they're actually characters and not just like a character description with a generic quirk and a bit. So that's nice. Like, I hope that continues. Like, they can have a decent balance and not...
Yeah, well... And for me, like, I think that because of the way everything works this year with the toys and all and whatnot, that, like, obviously there'll be more quote-unquote, I guess, filler, but they'll just be, like, episodes, kind of like how Sentai used to be, where it's just, this is an episode and this is what happens.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you know, normally, like, right about now, we'd be introducing, like, yeah, we've got the giraffe, which is mainly to just introduce the concept of these additional animals that are, like, weapons. But, you know, the toys that are coming out are Elephant and Tiger, which we've had since the first episode. So, there's nothing to introduce. The next thing they introduce is Gorilla, and that's not for at least, like, three more weeks. So, between now and Gorilla, is just going to be more of, like, Jewel King and maybe doing different combinations and different things with the giraffe and getting to do more stuff that way, as opposed to... Oh, look, here we have to throw in, you know, UFO Maru, and we have to throw in, what was the other one? Pound Maru, and then we have to get this item, or we have to get this robot, because we got to sell toys. The toys are being used every week, because it's only a three mecha combination.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we'll get some good stories.
It helps it feel a little bit less toyetic.
Yeah.
It still is showing you everything that you can go buy. It feels less in your face because you're not debuting something over and over and over and over again.
There's not a debut every other episode, like we've had with a lot of these shows, where you're just like, oh my god, they just got like one new weapon, one new robot, one new whatever. Now they're getting another one in the very next episode. Why? Oh, because toys.
And then they, like, never use them again in the second half, except for that one episode where they brought everyone out for a couple minutes.
Right, like, once they get a certain thing, they just never use them again, like Gokaiger. Oh, now we have Galarian. We're just never going to use Patch Striker and Magi Dragon again. Oh, look, now we have... we're going to make Goju Gokaio. Goodbye, Galarian. Now, like, every time they got one new thing, they stopped using the thing before it. Or at least drastically did it until it was time to sell toys at the end of the show. And we're like, hey, let's have them all attack at once. Just to show off that there were toys you could still buy because they're sitting on a shelf somewhere. Like, so that the, hopefully there'll be less of that this year and more actual things happening, which should be, which is a nice change of pace, I think.
I like what the villains got going so far. I mean, we don't really know a whole lot about them, but I kind of like dig the base and their entire. The designs are cool at the very least.
The designs are great. I was about to, and then I like the whole game thing. Like the one guy's like, I thought it was my turn. Like, well, you fucking took too long, so I took your turn.
Yeah, I like that. That's something that you would like, do. They're all kind of out for themselves, and like they each have their own like people to send down. It's not like just the one big bad guy has monsters to send down. Like they don't have much personality or anything yet, but I think that the concept behind them is pretty unique and neat. Damn it, I can't go all the way back up. So yeah, I think that's pretty neat. Like I said, first week or second week, but even though they don't have anything interesting about them personally yet, I still like that I can at least feel their presence. I think it's honestly just because of the base. Because, like, the base feels more traditional, and, like, just seeing their numbers, like, it makes me feel their presence more. That, like, it's such a, like, a shallow little aesthetic thing that makes me feel that, but it's just kind of funny. Pokemon. I just say that whenever there's an awkward pause.
I'm pretty sure you do. You know what I say when there's an awkward pause?
Your mom.
Expelliarmus!
Oh, that's actually very true. Things Kevin does when he thinks no one's around.
I like to get into character when playing Lego Harry Potter, okay? Don't judge me.
Too late.
Consider yourself judged.
Judgment time.
By Judge Purd.
Only if I can be judged.
He
Judge
was
Judy.
In Supergirl again, and it made me laugh.
I know. That will never not be funny. Like, seriously. Oh, classic Purd.
Also, more this like episode Jerk of this episode of Geodra had significant lack of shark, and it made me sad.
Shark. Do I want to switch Pokemon? That's the question.
No. Well, it depends.
It's Vulpix versus Voltorb. I have Vulpix out and he's putting a Voltorb out.
No, it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm not gonna,
because something that can kick Voltorb's ass.
I need an EXP share so that I can stop like getting my newest Pokemon out and then pulling them back just so they get the experience. I hate that. Was there experience there in first gen?
No, there was one experience share.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Vulpix is over here. I mean, Dawson's over here using Vulpix, and Brian's over here using Oddish, and I'm like, I've never used either of those Pokemon.
That's why I'm using it.
I'm using a Diglett at the moment.
Did you name it Diggle?
No.
But that's why I'm using it. Like,
missed opportunity.
With the exception of starters, I'm trying to use Pokemon I've never used before, and I've never used a Vulpix before.
So what is on your team, then, if it's something you've never used before?
Wartortle, Primeape, Vulpix, Snorlax.
Snorlax is good. I used him on my Leaf Green.
And Farfetch'd.
Ooh.
I've never used a Farfetch'd before. And, like, I was just watching one of Chugga's LPs where he was like, oh, Farfetch'd is useless. I'm like, challenge accepted. He's actually not doing too bad.
How's Farfetch'd doing and Primeape doing? I've never...
Primeape's really good. Like, he does a really good job. And, like, I haven't really faced anybody that tough, but Farfetch'd isn't that bad. I get a feeling, like, when I go up against tougher opponents, he'll go down pretty quick. But, I mean, he was one-shotting stuff pretty quickly. And it helps that he's a trade, so
he gets the experience quickly. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with my team right now. Like, it's kind of nice to use Pokemon I've never used before. I'm going to stick with the starters, though. Like, I've never boxed a starter. It just feels weird. Like, eventually there are going to be people, like, in starters that I haven't used as much before. Like, I hardly use Chikorita, so I might use that when I get to Silver.
I've never used Chikorita.
The only time I used one was in Crystal when I had all three of them.
I meant to use it on Crystal, and then never did play Crystal, so that never happened. And I've never used Charmander as a starter.
Oh, really? Well, I was going to say just Squirtle, but I guess that's not Gen 2. So you used Bulbasaur, then.
I've used Bulbasaur on my red and, you know, my blue and Leaf Green and Squirtle's on my red and Fire Red.
Pokemon. I'm debating about... I caught a Butterfree early on, but I wasn't sure if I was going to stick with it. I'm debating about using Exeggutor because I've never used it once I get to Safari Zone. Not sure. I like how this Georgia discussion turned into more Pokemon.
Yeah, well...
You know how we do. But, I guess speaking of Pokemon, now it's time for...
Oh, God.
I forgot about Dino Charge. I thought we were going into Ramble time because Pokemon was first. Damn it.
Dino Charge discussions with me.
That was a really funny, like, awkward intro. That's a... Oh, God. It was like the ruined orgasms of intros. Yes. Oh god, Dino Charge this week. Oh boy. This was an episode. Okay, well, first thing I want to talk about is you know how Rory, Rory is basically the parody version of Link we do? This episode, Tyler was the parody version of Tyler we do. To be fair, he mentions his dad a lot. We do embellish it a bit, but honestly, in the beginning of this episode, he basically was like the full-on meme version of himself.
He does. Like, he kept, like, dad. But like, then he was, like, really, like, jumping all over Shelby. Like, you don't know me. You don't know my dad. Like, whoa.
Well, like, that was exactly, like, Shelby's like, look, maybe you shouldn't be doing this so much, and he's like, and he ran off like a little girl. Like, really, like, for real. He ran off Scott Evil style into the woods. I'm like, what are you doing? And, like, it was so sudden and, like, bitchy. Like, it was really funny. I'm like, is this really happening?
Did he really running in a, do that? Was he running in a square like Hector?
Forgot about that.
When I think, like, Scott Evil style, that's what I think of, is Hector running in a square.
Like, between that and, like, the playing catch at the end, those were, like, two moments, like, I couldn't believe were actually happening. It was so funny. But that aside, this episode was kind of a mess. We got, like, a pretty amazing intro to Supercharge of here. that's right up there with Fize. You dropped this, and this came in the mail for Blaster Form. Both explanations, you take your pick of that.
I don't understand, like, why. Like,
never got any sort of word that she was working on this at all.
Yeah. Like, I said this, I think I said it in my video, or maybe I thought it, I don't know. But, like, what should have been happening is, like, they should have been escalating the threat of Heckle.
I fell asleep watching the beginning. Video.
Thank you. Dad? but, like, they should have been escalating the threat so that it felt like, okay, this is why we need this, if they're not going to introduce it right off the bat. But this, like, had a rushed introduction, like, basically getting it for no reason, not to mention, like, butting it up against the Aqua introduction, which was also rushed, who he should not have Dino Drive at all. The next episode is essentially, like, gonna flesh this out, hopefully. So, like, things we mentioned here might get fixed, but he basically said, oh, I've been a ranger for a really long time and didn't even bother to contact you or help anybody or know anything or change shirts. It's like, even if they explain some of that next episode, the fact that they didn't give a fuck, like, oh, whatever, doesn't even matter, let's play catch. It's like, it was so sloppily done.
I'm sorry, like, what, you're playing catch, like, you're 6 feet away. Like,
I understand you have the whole, like, the energems make you not age, but looking at him and then having Tyler call him dad is just fucking weird.
Yeah, it makes the whole, like, it gives a whole new layer of weird to the whole thing.
Dad, you're only like 5 years older than me. Dad!
I thought I escaped. I have to get out of here. Like, seriously, why would he not say anything? And the fact that that rusty douchebag basically just laughed in Tyler's face, like, I know where your dad is, na 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 na. Like,
that
the
guy's
whole
a
thing
douche nozzle.
Comes like off as super dumb. And I hate the way it was handled. Like, I liked the idea of making his dad Aqua just because it subverted the expectation of him being Silver. And the aging thing does make sense, but just the way it was handled of, oh, fine, I'm right here. I give up trying to hide from you, and making it super rushed with the debut of supercharge mode, and God, it was a hot mess, and like it lacked like, so much exposition. And
have you read any of the online bios for Aqua?
No, I haven't. No.
Like the one on, I think, the Nick site was like, now that he doesn't have to worry about Fury's relentless attacks, he can reveal himself to Tyler
and Bunny.
Tyler and join the Ragers in their fight. I'm just saying, go, you're a load of shit.
That is really dumb. Like, we know that there was hints that he met Fury before, but what kind of a bitch does he look like if he's running from one monster?
Who isn't even looking for him?
I know, he's too busy trying to figure out if he wants to wear that fur coat or not. He can't decide. And
like, and clearly Fury can't know he's Aqua, because if Fury was after him because he knew he was Aqua, he would know where to find a fucking energem. And would just be constantly after him.
And what got me is when he said he didn't know there were other Rangers. Like, ignoring the whole thing people bring up of there's been Rangers for years outside of Dino Charge, how the hell did he not know about this team that's been fighting for the city for the summer of 2015? And
with their giant robots.
Summer of 2015.
Yeah, this prison world and
Boner Jams 03.
Compile all the best boner scenes, I guess. But that's what he's been doing. Just been listening to boner jams. Listening. He doesn't even have a visual. Anyway.
From the summer of 2003.
But, yeah, I can't. That's a really dumb explanation. Like, I still think it was dumb that Albert hadn't, but at least, like, he was, like, a recluse, so you could say, okay, maybe that's why. But this guy,
he was a recluse, and he was all the way in New Zealand. Like, but so you're in a different part of the world. Tyler's dad is just, like, in a forest, like, 20 feet away.
And 10 years is a long time. Like, that's it's such a fucking mess. It's so dumb how much of a mess it is. Oh, I just got a message.
If we're any more of a mess, it would be Ninja.
Like, I mean, Dino Charge had its problems, but, like, since Supercharge started, it went downhill so quickly.
Yeah, it's like
it's really fucking weird.
Like, it had its lack of continuity, but, like, this is like, really bringing it to the forefront. I like how there's people that are like, oh, maybe Chip's not involved. I'm like, well, maybe Chip's just not that great. Like, oh, clearly something must have happened. He's been kidnapped. He's tied to a chair. There's monkeys riding. I'm like, no, I just think he's not that good.
Chip Lynn is our Lord and Savior. He will right the wrongs of Haim and Zatcher.
Lahaim! No, I'm just thinking of Beerfest. But, yeah, it really has, like, brought everything to the forefront. It's been even more of a mess, pacing and explanation-wise. Like, I'll be curious to see next week what, if anything, they try to clarify about his time away.
I'll be curious to see your mom's sweet ass.
But I don't know. Like, it's regardless of how they explain it next week, that doesn't change how much of a mess this week was. And I don't think they're, even if they fix some of the stuff around Tyler's dad, they're not going to fix how quickly and like just uneventful the supercharge debut was. It's like the namesake of the freaking series.
Yeah, like all those little crazy powers, and like even though I know in Kyoryuger they didn't debut, I don't think they did any of his like arm changes in the debut of the mode. I was kind of hoping they would here just to see what they call them and what they do with them. But I guess that's for the next few weeks. They're gonna, I guess they'll do them in fucking or in the previews in the opening sequence. So. But I don't know how that's going to work. Because, you know, Kendall's just going to be like, hey, here,
hey,
do this.
You can use Supercharge with other colors to power up the attack and the thingy and the what.
Kendall's just going to be like, hey, listen.
Like,
hey, listen.
Like,
Kevin, and then they got Abby confirmed.
They got the Garuma Knight Charger. Like,
I never know what they have and what they don't. They're just like, we don't either. New Charger. I'm like, okay.
Why? Because reasons.
She's like, I developed one to help you help you catch Tyler. So I'm sitting here thinking, is it Garuma Knight? Is it Arcanolon? Is it what are you trying to do here? Like, is it Futabine? Like, are we gonna clone ourselves so there's like 100 of us to? Is it Puka Pator? We're just gonna like make Tyler into a balloon? Like,
he just floats off. Well, there goes that.
My balloon. Hashtag kid from Spider-Man 2 game.
I like how he thought he was a T-Rex and that whole weirdness. That was fun.
He like tried to rape Kendall.
Oh, right? Like, I'm like, he's eating Kendall. Like,
Kendall, or Tyler, you're hurting me. Oh, baby.
I know, I started to get excited.
There was some fanfiction about this one.
My pants came off. It was weird.
I like how, like, even though there's obviously footage and everything, reasons for why Tyler gets his power up, but it's funny that, like, she's giving the power up to the most mentally unstable person on the team.
But it's okay because he found his dad.
Like, he's looking at that map, and, well, first of all, Shelby makes fun of him for his little kid drawing map. I'm like, well, why is it your energy? I'm just stop working. I don't understand. This is inconsistent. But
this is my map.
Anyway, like, he has that, like, map of the area or whatever, and he's like, okay, so my dad got caved in here, and then this area also has caved in. And it's filled with water. So if I just hold my breath and just swim for like 100 yards, because I almost said meters and I didn't want to be Dawson. If I just swim for extremely long distance underwater, I should be able to find my dad. And Shelby's just like, do you realize how stupid you sound right now? That sounds like you're going to kill yourself. You don't know my dad, Shelby. You don't know me.
It's my map.
Like, you have the map. Don't ask me.
Crazy Tyler.
Like, I like how Shelby, like, finally called him out in this episode, though.
It's just like, look, maybe you should face the fact that, you know, with a cave-in, your dad's probably dead.
Could be dead, to be honest. Dad?
It's like, you're saying I should quit looking for my dead dad? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You clearly don't know me, and you don't know my dad. He runs off like a girl.
Like, I sat there and I went, what the fuck is happening right now?
I couldn't believe that happened.
I kind of can.
I hope Brennan knows that we consistently make fun of Tyler every week. Like, the entire fan base makes fun of Tyler every week.
I kind of feel bad because Brennan seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, and he's totally shredded. Like,
the Tyler had an 8-pack. The Tyler was shredded.
then again, Drew seems like a cool guy, and Troy was kind of questionable. So,
I know all these Reds are fucking terrible, and their actors are awesome. Look at Alex.
He liked, what was it, Young Justice? No,
he liked Young Justice and Avatar.
Yeah, he likes Nightwing. Like, he's everything right with the world, all into one package, except he was Jaden. Like, that's what I just don't understand, how they can keep doing this to people.
Dad. Fuck you, Bellsprout.
Hey.
You're not dead.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't mock the Bellsprout.
Cadabra. I won't mock Bellsprout, you stupid.
I use a Bellsprout on Blue. And Fox, on...
stop putting my people asleep. Jesus Christ.
In hindsight, it was a stupid thing to do on Blue since I also had a Venusaur, but 8-year-old me was kind of retarded.
There.
Kurt was
retarded too, so...
Brian, that's not funny. My blue team could really kill water types. I had Jolteon, Venusaur, and Victory Bell. It's like, fuck you, water.
Fuck you, Misty.
You fucking whore. You and your bathing suit.
You and your bike. He's not going to give you a bike. Just stop.
She never did get that bike.
Fuck your bike.
She had to buy a new one.
It then got destroyed 10 minutes later. Fucking bike, Misty, motherfucker.
Bike, Misty, motherfucker.
That's right.
Banned.
Misty's butt fucking bikes.
Alliteration, I like it.
Exactly, that was the plan.
No, I still think one of the great mysteries of my life is going to be the GS ball. Like, I'm just going to be on my deathbed, like, someone's like, what's your last words? Come closer. What the fuck was the GS ball?
And we'll never know because they decided to make the fourth movie about Celebi.
Like, they could have brought it up. You know what would have been a good time to bring that up was when they did the remakes for Gold and Silver, you know, when they're trying to promote stuff, and, like, they could have, like, circled back around to that. Uh-huh. Like, that would have been neat. Like, that was a decent little plot line to start things off with. It's just... Oh, Pokemon.
Like when Mei showed up from Johto, at least she could have... They could have discussed it. Like, oh, hey, I ran into this guy, Kurt, when I was in Johto, and he said you brought him some kind of GS ball. Hey, figured out what the fuck was in it. And then she just tells us. I'd have been fine with that, at least.
It was empty the entire time.
Son of a bitch.
It was just Chex Mix.
What was in it? It was a note that said, you are a big sucker, and then a made in China just printed on the inside. God damn it. It's a picture of Professor Ivy hugging Brock.
I forgot about that. We never did find out what happened with that. The great mysteries of the Pokemon.
Brock probably just couldn't perform in bed, that's all. He couldn't get it up.
Brock pulled his pants down and realized he had the Ken doll. You're an anime character. We didn't even need to draw it. What?
Brock had a problem with premature ejaculation. He came early twice in a row.
Sounds like Brock.
It's happening.
American Pie style. Brock even did a striptease dance just like Jim.
We've reached the point where we talk about the sex habits of Brock.
I wonder if Krogunk's still cock blocking him.
Probably. Krogunk's a fucking boss.
Krogunk.
That sounded like fucking Redrum. Redrum.
Livani. Oh god.
Oh god.
Every time I pull a Livani card, I just die a little bit inside.
I love Livani. Livani is like a boss.
No.
My black Brian team would Buttle. Not be the same without Livani. Livani is like insanely awesome.
No.
Who is telling you that Livani is not
I
awesome?
Like Livani, it's just the anime made it super creepy. It's like the opposite of like certain Pokemon that you end up liking.
Like because the anime makes it look awesome. Yeah, I've had several of them like, oh, the anime, like, you know, they use them. Like, I like Apom more because of anime. Or like there's certain ones that like they like Ash pulls it out. Like Ash got a Glalie and I'm like, oh, maybe I should use a Glalie. And then I did, and I love my Glalie.
Glalie! That was terrible. No. Disgrace to the human race.
Well, we already knew that.
Douchebag. Now it's time for Rebel Breath Touch. Yeah!
Quick, slide right into it. So, speaking of Pokemon, this week was all about right. A creeper Quilladin.
Oh, God. The fucking Quilladin, man. The Quilladin reminded me of Kevin.
Well, now I want to watch this. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Now I'm upset because if the Quilladin reminded you of me, I really want to see this.
It wanted to bang Eevee really bad.
Well, who doesn't?
It makes sense.
Exactly my point. But then it ditched Eevee because it saw a Flareon.
Oh, now you're going to make Eevee feel like it has to evolve to be loved.
well, it does, so...
That's probably why it becomes a fucking Sylveon. It just needs to be loved.
Slutty
all
on
you
once.
All you need is love.
Brian just say penis love.
You know, he just said, all you need is love, and then he blew his nose. And it was like, perfect.
Oh, all man. You need is a love
glove. But yeah, it pretty much was just a generic filler. It's kind of funny how, like, the season starts, like, story things are happening. Time for filler about Queefer?
Queefer Quilladin?
Oh, classic Queefer.
The Quilladin just knows everything about Arr.
Oh, God. It's funny because I really like Quilladin, and it's, like, one of the first times he's highlighted, he ends up being a creeper.
I like how Bonnie was like, Chespin evolves into that.
Classic Bonnie with her Max voice.
They're all the same.
I wonder. I basically we're so far in. I bet Chessman's not going to evolve. I was kind of curious if it was
that
ever going
to.
That
makes me sad because I really wanted it to. Because everyone else fucking evolved.
And like really also, Ash needs to get on that sixth team member thing. He's going to end up with a Phanpy/Gible situation on his hands, where he's like, "Oh, right? You're my friend. Bye." And he just like tosses it in Professor Oak and just leaves for Gen 7.
I always forget he doesn't have a sixth member yet.
Yeah, it's
because well, all last of his team is fucking flyers.
That's true. Yeah,
that's another thing. Like, his team is really weird this gen. It's just because of the flyers thing and like, just like the whole lineup. Just when they're together, like I watched that trailer for that movie today.
I gotta watch that. I didn't
with like Noivern and stuff. Whore.
No, you fucking whore.
They're all standing together, and, like, it's just, like, a very... It gives me such a weird vibe compared to, like, his usual team up. Or team lineup, I mean. And, like...
Team up?
Like, it's... I don't know. It was a very odd choices this time around. And then, like, how long it's taking to get a sixth member. Like, even with the Gible thing, it wasn't like it was his sixth member. He had Gliscor. He just, you know, Gliscor went to go to his temporary true home, and... same thing with Phanpy. Like, he had a team of six almost the whole time in Johto because he still had his Kanto leftovers. But, so, like, this is one of the first times where it's like he just hasn't had a sixth member. So it's just weird. Like, I'm curious who it'll be and, like, how close to the end it's going to be.
What if it's. Yeah,
I'd probably get it, like, after the eighth gym or something. Stupid. What if it's, like, what, Brian?
Zygarde.
You think his sixth team member is going to be Zygarde?
Yes.
This isn't the manga, Brian. This is Ash.
Ash doesn't even know how to handle that legendary D. Ash would get a legendary Pokemon and drop it off at Professor Oak's in 5 minutes. That actually makes sense. Gible, my first dragon type. Bye. Like, honestly, like, Phanpy got that really nice second chance of, like, hey, can I come along with you? And then he got to be there for, like, a whole season. But, like, poor Gible. And then also just
evolve into Donphan would be awesome.
And poor Phanpy, like, at the beginning, it's like, especially Phanpy, because he was an egg, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, you just hatched. And then you just, like, dropped him off at daycare for eternity.
You fucking poor Phanpy got a complex. It's like, no one loves me. What did I do to be so unloved?
Brian's still battling. My maybe SP, ate, like, froze.
Maybe so I ate too much string cheese.
I think my SP has a virus, has a Trojan. I was looking up too much porn on my PC. Which PC do you want to access, Pornhub?
Oh, that's so good.
I want to access Brian's Pornhub.
Oh, God.
I got the best.
It's just a bunch of Kenji Natsuda naked pictures.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh, God. It's just Kenji laying there naked, like in Brian's model pose from Morphicon.
That's how I lay.
Oh, you're fucking weird.
You're weird.
Like, you are just fucking weird. That is just creepy and uncomfortable, and I feel like Brian's coming on to me every time he lays like that.
What if I am?
Well, you should ask instead of doing that pose.
That is how he asks, actually.
That's true.
Brian doesn't how ask, he just takes it.
Oh, God.
Don't. Stop judging the way that I talk. He does. That's why Kak always goes to work. To get away from Brian.
That's just true.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much it for Pokemon, since it just devolved into random forced sex. So, Supergirl?
There's nothing random about forced sex.
I almost forgot we had Supergirl to talk about.
This one was good.
It was a good episode.
This one for you.
This one had, what was her name, Laura Vandervoet, who played Supergirl in, I think, Smallville.
All of the Supergirls are going to appear on Supergirl at some point.
Basically. This one played not Mystique slash not a Navi. And
I looked at her, I'm like, you're just Mystique, come on.
She's Mystique with internet powers. And like that even wasn't like that was a neat cameo, and I thought it was a pretty decent villain. I did think it was neat that they revealed that she was the reason that Kara ended up on Earth, because she like, what did she do? Like, she used the ship's computer to navigate them out or something? I don't remember. She's like, the future is now thanks to science, and Kara's like, no! But, so that was an interesting little tidbit, and she knows tit Whistler bit. from Sona. You know, she's in Sona with
got
him.
Got a tidbit.
But, like, that wasn't even the best part of the episode. The best part of the episode was, like, the last 5 minutes with Alex, like, revealing to Kara about how that she was the one that killed Astra, and I thought it was handled really well.
AstraZeneca may help.
Like, AstraZeneca helps with the feels. If you're saying feels like a total tool bag, take AstraZeneca.
It was.
If you're saying kawaii, just kill yourself.
That is so kawaii.
But like seriously though, like I love how that was handled. It was a really emotional scene, and I like that Kara didn't just turn into Kara giving her the silent treatment or being bitchy to her like she's been to Jean for like 3 more episodes. I like that. I'm sure that there's still going to be more to it, but I like that she embraced her and then and Jean as well, like, because that was a huge sacrifice he did for that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause she's been treating him like shit for like, was it 2 or 3 weeks now? It's like,
yeah.
So I thought that was really a really nice moment. And she really didn't have a choice. I mean, Astra was about to slice his head off, and he's basically like the Diggle of the show. So
he's just Diggle with pointy ears.
He's just Diggle if he was a Martian. Yeah, that was really well done. Whistler found the parts to previous Supergirl Navi, and he's gonna put her back together and make a sex bot. That's actually just the plot. His wife just got killed, so you know he's getting lonely. You know how it goes.
I'm so lonely. So lonely.
That's exactly what himself. He got tired of, you know, jerking off into that bird book.
I like to jerk off into a bird book. What's wrong with that?
Classic Whistler. Trying to think what else happened in this episode. Was there anything else of note? Wynn is trying to bang that evil assistant chick. So that's a thing that's happening. Siobhan, there we go.
They're trying to, like, humanize her, and then she's probably going to turn evil, so...
Yeah. Humanize her, so it's not just like, oh, Kara's rival became evil, and then... And I think, yeah, the other thing that happened was Lucy and James finally broke up. And he was just about to tell her, which I still don't agree with. I think that, honestly, she obviously broke up with him because of his thing with Kara, but I think that telling her, even without this, would have made it worse. Like,
Lucy's a little bitch.
Well, just like the perspective of it is she's like, before she found out that he told Kara stuff about his dad, he's like, oh, I'm Tyler now. Even before that, like, wouldn't it be worse to think that, oh, instead of thinking, oh, he's helping Supergirl, because he knows Superman. Wouldn't it be worse to think, oh, I know Supergirl, and she's Kara, and we spend twice as much time together than you already thought? It's all good.
It's all cool. Like, I don't love her or anything.
Like, why do you have the I Heart Kara shirt on? Oh, that's just a prototype. Like, that's not, nothing. Like, what are you even like?
That's just a prototype.
Why are you looking at that? Well, you're holding your shirt open. Look, that's beside the point. Look, just go back to Channing Tatum, okay?
I'm Channing Tatum.
I call him Channing Tate Yum. Classic. Oh. This is the end. Anyway, but so yeah,
didn't
that
know happens. That I was Channing Tatum.
I still don't agree with like him trying to pressure her and letting him tell Lucy because it's really not his
Lucy,
place. That could be easily.
You got some explaining to do.
That could be easily fixed without saying anything. I wonder is she regular cast, so is she still going to be around a lot, or is she going to be like one of those characters where they break up and then like they're never seen again, even though they still have a job? Is she going to like go Minkus and like you know, she's going to go full Minkus, like season 7, like in the series finale, like, oh, I was on the other end of Catco down there.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that's what Minkus sounds like.
That's exactly.
Minkus is just banjo.
Your mom sounds like Minkus.
It's a disturbing thought.
Yeah, your mom banged Minkus.
Oh god. This is getting disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean you like that Minkus dick. Oh yeah.
Okay, what else we got? Okay, I think the only other thing we have this week is Legends of Tomorrow. That sounds like Legends of Tomato, to be honest.
You know, I've never gotten to talk about Legends of Tomorrow. Ever.
Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah, I've been watching it. Actually, the only one I haven't gotten to see yet is the one that just aired, so...
Perfect!
So, relevant to this discussion. Right. But I love this show, like, a lot. Like, it makes me so happy because, like, all these characters individually were, like, really fun. Like, I watch this, and I just think, like, I liked watching Sarah on Arrow or watching Captain Cold and Firestorm and Heatwave on Flash or whatever. But then they put them all together, and I'm like, dear Lord, this is the best combination of people I ever assembled anywhere ever. Like... Just the interactions that they have with each other is so much fun to watch. And then all their little jokes back and forth, or like the little like hints at things, like when Captain Cold just like, this isn't my first prison break. Just like, come on.
They could not make that joke.
Right, like, but it's just really funny, like how they'll do shit like that. Like I love it. It's a really fun show, and Rory is awesome. No, not that Rory. The other Rory.
See, it's always Rory confusion.
Time Lord Rory is just like awesome. Like just like all the Boba Fett jokes every time that guy shows up. Like, I find it funny. Yeah, it's just fantastic. I love it. And Brandon Routh is just really cool as Ray Palmer. Like, I think he fits in really well.
I feel like he's got a better chance to shine in this show than he did in Arrow.
Yeah, like, because how do you shine when you got Stephen Amell next to you and then Diggle on the other side? You don't.
That's just true.
Like, but
he had to make it shine Victoria style.
Here he gets to, like, have his moments with Professor Stein, or he gets moments with, what's her name? Captain Cold and Heatwave, and he gets to be funny, and he gets to like do awesome action things, and he gets to go inside Kendra Magic School Bus style. Like,
I'm gonna get up all in you Magic School Bus style, girl. Now, there's a pickup line.
It's a new sex position. Do it Magic School Bus style.
So, babe, I was in your bloodstream.
you do it while Miss Frizzle's in the background telling you how.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that's the only way I know chances, how.
Make mistakes, get messy.
Get messy, all right.
Oh God. And like, you know, and it's this is just me. Every time I go to turn this show on, I get happy. Like I get happy every week. I mean, I get happy for Flash and Arrow, but like this whole block, it just it makes me so happy. I love it. I need it. It gives me life every week. It gives me something to live for.
What do I
remind
do,
the fact that I have remind the fact that I have two small children. The DC block on the CW gives me something to live for every week.
Look, critics agree the DC block on CW is better than your kids. Like, that's just a fact.
Well, critics probably do agree that, but...
But this week...
We're legends.
This week was a good week.
The subplot between like Ray and Jax and Kendra was kind of dumb.
Yeah,
it felt really out of place.
I think that I read it on IGN's review. They said that too, and I agree that it was a funny subplot, but it just should have been put in another episode. And like, it would have been better to have more time devoted to like the Arrow world. Instead of doing that, because I did think it was funny Stein basically being a wingman for Jax, all because like he can feel his emotions and stuff, and so that was funny. And I think that that was, I honestly think that the whole little random love triangle was too early for Kendra, especially since it did kind of come out of nowhere that Jax was interested in her. But I think that that could have been saved for another episode and maybe for a little more time passing between when what's his face died. Carter. But yeah, they should have just spent
Carter
more
Grayson,
time on
the Rescue Ranger.
Oh, if only. But if like they should have just spent a little bit extra time on the Arrow world, which would have been cool. But it's so cool that like, cause I was disappointed that since they have Oliver's son on the show that they weren't using that, but it's pretty cool that the new Arrow is Diggle's son. And like, everyone knows it's the Dolly love child. Like in the future, right. They're going to be able to genetically engineer kids between two people of the same sex. So that's obviously going to happen. So that was just I thought it was pretty cool. Like it's kind of funny that he calls himself Connor Hawk just for like reasons. He's like, I couldn't save my dad, so I just decided to take this cool name. Like, I don't deserve his name, but I could at least come up with a cool-sounding new name. but yeah, I thought that was a neat choice for that. Oliver's old-time makeup wasn't the best, but...
It was pretty bad.
it could have been better, for sure. Like, I've seen a lot better. But he did get to become the Winter Soldier at the end, so... You know how it goes? I don't think... Because George was telling us about that... like future Ollie that got his arm ripped off and, mm-hmm. and I don't know what they did later with that, like if they had any version that he had a robo arm, but like in the movie I watched of The Dark Knight Returns, he didn't have that or anything, but it was still kind of cool. I don't know where they got the robo arm
Ollie's
from.
Arm.
We get it. We get it. I don't care. I'm over it.
Well,
but Was the robo arm supposed to be from something? Like, I know they, like, highlighted him seeing it, or her seeing it in the Arrow Cave, but...
It was just from a comic thing.
Okay.
Batman like, ripped off his arm or something.
No, I know that, but I mean the robotic arm. Was that supposed to be something?
I assume it's just something that Felicity or Ray made, or... Well, Ray's gone, so it couldn't be him.
Yeah, because
it had to have been Felicity.
Like, that's what I thought. Like, when we saw it, I thought maybe it was, like, Ray's leftover suit arm or something. But, like, it wouldn't be a full arm. It's just, like, a giant glove then. I don't know.
They probably just used the technology to make an arm.
Classic Felicity.
Providing she was still alive at the time.
Yeah, that was unclear. Like, they made it seem like everyone was dead, but then Oliver said Felicity left. So what if Oliver was just being really dramatic and everyone just moved to Central City or something? I don't know. Like, everyone's gone. What do you mean? I don't know what to tell you. They're gone. but, yeah, so...
Left me here to be emo.
But what I really liked about the storyline for this was, not only was it just cool to see the future, but I like that it was kind of rooted in season two's storyline, Arrow season two's,
yeah,
of Slade. It made a lot of sense given, like, Sarah was so involved with that because her and Ollie were, like, teamed up at that point. And they both were with Slade on the island and stuff. So I thought that was pretty neat. And having Slade's son there, I don't know if they would have tried to do an old Manu Bennett. Is he off limits? Did DC own his soul now? He's on the Shannara Chronicles. Maybe they own his soul. I don't know.
I own his soul.
Maybe they both own his soul. But regardless, maybe it was just too expensive to get him for it too. But still, like, I know that Slade has kids in the comics and stuff. I don't know if this is necessarily a canon one or anything, so I don't know that much. But
yeah, it's
still,
one of the canon kids.
Yeah, that sounds really funny.
Canon kids.
But still, it was a cool way of doing it, and I thought that the guy that played his son didn't do too bad of a job either.
He at least kept the accent going.
Yeah, but I just like that whole general thing, and they also had, like, that subplot going on with Link basically just wanting to stay in Apocalypse World and wear fur coats and stuff. He loves Burlington Coat Factory.
Mick just wants to have fun.
That's actually going to be the third spin, or the fourth spinoff. After next week, it's just going to be Mick just wants to have fun, and it's just going to be him in the post-apocalyptic world going shopping every week. But that was kind of an interesting thing, because I found it funny, was right after the week we talked about his interactions with Rey and how it showed that he's not always bad, and then the next week he's, like, full-on bad. breaking more bad. Classic. But it looks like that's going to be, like, one of the major focuses in next week. Like, they're going to find a ship, and, like, it looks like he's going to be going off the rails. So I'll be interested to see what happens with that.
I want to go off the rails.
Because it is kind of interesting, like, even though Mick had, like I said, we talked about with Rey, has shown those moments of he's not, like, 100% evil with that, but he still has, like, the same values, whereas, like, Snart's changing more. And obviously from the beginning, like, we had a lot more motivation to potentially do good with this mission, so I think that's going to be something interesting to explore next week. Let's see how it goes. What else? Was there any other little future tidbits? I like how Rey said, why does it have a smoke logo on it? I don't know, maybe you signed her company over to her or something. God damn it, Rey.
It's not like it's anything new. I mean, granted, she didn't change it in the normal timeline, but still.
Yeah, you just have to imagine eventually she would. But just, like, it was so easy to put two and two together with that. Why does it have a smoke logo on it? I don't know, Rey. Why doesn't it just say Daniel Shaw, the company? Yeah, I can't think of anything too much else specifically to mention other than I just really enjoyed it. I always like seeing future alternate timelines, and I loved season two of Arrow. Oh, God, it's happening. So it was neat to see stuff back to that. It had a really neat soundtrack that was, like, a mix of, like, the Arrow theme, like, kind of remixed, and also they used some of the – something only I would notice, but some of the background music score that they used during the Slade era that they haven't used in a while, which is kind of neat. I think Brian disappeared. Brian, don't leave me here alone with him.
Maybe he died.
No, there we go.
Brian's off touching himself.
Zeus was making weird noises. I had to make sure he was okay.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not, Brian. You're gay.
Okay.
You're gay. Gay.
I don't think I have too much else to say, though. I just really liked the episode. It was a good episode. I liked it.
Man, that was informative.
I think it'll be neat to see if we revisit that timeline. I hope we do. I think it'll be cool to see Connor again. Maybe some fixed old makeup Ollie. I don't know. I think it'll be neat.
You really believe that they're going to fix Oliver's makeup?
You never know.
That's a priority to them?
You never know.
We never masturbated.
But yeah, I think I imagine that that would be one they would try to revisit. But I just think it would be neat too, even though
I
like
see a Flash version.
It's probably all happy, and the city's all modern and like really well developed, and everything's all fine and happy.
Like Dog came in and just introduced future technology to everyone. He was a good guy.
You get a Gideon. You get a Gideon. You get a Gideon. I can eat bread. Gideon is obviously future Oprah, and everyone knows it.
I want bread, Oprah.
Milk. This timeline is the greatest. Cows. Cows go moo.
To me, you've been burgers for centuries.
God.
I want a burger. But that is one of those times where, like, I hate saying stuff like that, but you do wonder, like, why didn't Barry help? Because, like, things obviously went pretty shit. Yeah, you think he would have called in some reinforcements from somewhere. Especially since, like, Barry could just, you know, zoom past Slade 2.0 and, like, give him a wedgie and tie him up on the flagpole or something. I don't know.
Maybe the Flash would have happened in that timeline.
Well, it's our timeline. It's just, like, it just diverts from where Sarah and what's his name? Ray never left.
Was Barry even the Flash at the time?
The time of what?
In season 2?
It's not like it's diverting off of season 2. It's still diverting off of the events of now. It's just like the storyline was kind of inspired by season 2. You see what I mean?
No.
that timeline is still in line with everything that's happening in Arrow right now. Like,
right.
But the only reason, like I mentioned, like the season 2 stuff is because, like, the story elements were inspired by what was going on in Season 2, but, like, the Flash still happened. Season 3 and Season 4 still happened. Because, like, he mentioned, like, Rey and her going off on the spaceship. I like how he tried to guilt them, too. He's like, oh, well, maybe if you would have been here. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they would have made the difference. I'm sure they totally would have saved the city by having just those two people there.
The ability to shrink cannot be undermined. Or underplayed or something. I don't know. Under something. Under. It can't be underestimated. There we go. That's the word I was looking for.
Underdone.
Can't be under bestiality.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Interspecies erotica.
But it's basically just one of those things of they just didn't want to have to pay more people to be in the episode, but. Like, it does leave you curious, like, what is going on in Central City. I would love to do just more future episodes in general. I think it would be cool to do. We'll see where it goes next.
We'll see a Flash one.
Next week is... Can you imagine just all the things Cisco would have named by then? Maybe Peace Pivs is back. We can dream.
She'd be old.
Don't even talk about that. Why did you even say something awful like that? Peace Pivs never ages. Everyone knows that.
She's got another gem.
Exactly. She knows how to use it. It's not the energy gem, mate. It's how you use it. I feel like I'm hearing like a breathing machine. Like it sounds like a life support system.
That's the furnace.
Okay, it's like this. Shh, shh. But I don't have too much else to say. I think that's it for Ramble Time shows also.
Yeah, iZombie's not on.
Yeah.
Oh, Carter.
Oh, shit, yeah. I almost forgot about that. Finding...
Ended.
Yes. Agent Carter, which I totally was just going to say, ended its second season. I don't remember when we last left off, so we're not going to do like an in-depth retrospective of every episode, but... My opinion still stands of this season wasn't bad by any means, but there was just something about it I didn't like quite as much as the first. I wasn't a huge fan of the LA setting compared to New York. There's something I liked about the New York, even though it was being filmed in LA still. But I liked like the vibe it kind of gave. I think the first season had this really kind of like detective, noir vibe, and it really kind of worked with like the setting and the timeline, or the time, just of, I'm trying to think how to say it, the time, the era, there we go. And there was like this sort of espionage vibe, and not that like they didn't, LA didn't have its charms in terms of that era as well, but I don't know, there's just something I preferred about the other setting. And I just wasn't too into the Dark Matter plot as much. It's not like season one's plot was like anything amazing, but I feel like there was a little bit more mystery and twists and turns. And I know that this sort of connects to something that happened in S.H.I.E.L.D. And apparently there's something with Doctor Strange. I don't know, but there really wasn't anything special about it. Maybe it went over my head and I just wasn't paying attention. Like, season one also didn't have anything that was, like, super, like, huge connections, but they did have neat little things like the Black Widow thing, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's just something about it.
I think what was weirder about this season compared to season one was just that this one was a lot more supernatural.
Yeah, which I don't mind.
And like, I don't mind it either. I'm just saying, like, it was different than the first season being mostly, like, spy-based.
Yeah.
Well, this one was a lot more like voodoo, mumbo jumbo, dark matter, scientific magic shit.
Scientific magic shit. Yeah, it's like, because I kind of liked at the beginning of the season how we were actually diving into that stuff. But they're just, I don't know, I just wasn't a huge fan of the way it went, because it basically just was all about Whitney Frost being a psycho. And she was like this kind of, I just really didn't care for her that much. She was just kind of like this generic bitchy lady who all of a sudden went crazy and had these like black smoke lost monster powers. And I don't know, I was never really feeling it. I just, like, I think that it doesn't even necessarily have to have that spy noir vibe, but like it would have been cool to just have something a little bit more intriguing. Like I said, it wasn't bad or anything. I just personally, I preferred some of the stuff in the first season. There was some good character moments, though, for, like, Jarvis and stuff, with actually introducing his wife and then when she got shot and stuff. And,
Jarvis,
like, the
art is so good.
Like, Jarvis is the best part of the entire show.
Absolutely.
Like, everyone's like, oh, we're a new Agent Carter. I'm like, let's just do the Jarvis spinoff where we just see him driving people around. but, like, he had some good material in this season when, like I said, when his wife got shot. And then I really enjoyed the scene with him and Peggy when they were like arguing when they were in the desert, sort of like drawing attention to like that he was enjoying these adventures, but like he sort of finally felt the cost of them. I thought that was really well done, because I really did like their friendship, and like I like that he clearly liked going on these adventures, but then he obviously got a little bit of a taste of how they could be dangerous. And
yeah.
I loved in the finale when she was getting ready to leave and she's like, oh, I'm headed out. And he's like, oh, I'll drive you then. She's like, oh, no, I already called the 1950s version of the Uber cab. and then he's all so sad about it. And the wife convinced her to let him have a ride. And she says, Mr. Jarvis. And he's like, all right, then. And he, like, hops out. like, God damn it, Jarvis. You're the best thing to ever happen to anyone. So he was still great this season. I think I brought, like, that scene up to you. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was one of my favorite scenes when they were breaking into somewhere and they're talking about if they've ever stolen anything, and he was talking about how he used to steal his grandmother's preserves or something like that. Like, that was his go-to story. Oh, Jarvis. What's, Peggy finally got together with Detective One Leg. That finally happened, so I'm going to assume that
Detective Peg Leg.
Oh my god, it's perfect.
Peg Leg Pete.
Peg Leg and Peggy. it's perfect. But I'm gonna assume, unless like they end up keep going and like change random pairings, that she's the one that, or she, he's the one that she ends up having kids with.
Yeah,
from Winter Soldier. I swear I thought they showed a picture, but like when I rewatched Winter Soldier, like there was just pictures of the kids. There was no pictures of like who she married. So, because they kind of gave a little bit of a love triangle with Sosa and Black Matter, that guy that was just invisible the whole season.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. Damn it. He's following us everywhere, just trying to assassinate Lincoln. That sort of, like, on and off, is a dick, isn't a dick detective got murdered at the end.
Like, I'm wondering if he's actually dead or not.
I guess there's a good possibility he could be alive, but he got shot for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, they did leave
it
kind of
cliffhanger. They really wanted that confidential information.
Like, oh man, look at that Sharpie work. Brilliant.
Redacted.
But so that kind of left a little bit of a cliffhanger for next season, and I do hope it gets another season. Like I mentioned numerous times, I would love for us to start getting into the beginnings of the formation of S.H.I.E.L.D., even if it's, like, not necessarily next season's directly, like, we see the forming. Like, I'd like to see the beginnings of it.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like such a wasted opportunity, since that was one of the most major things Peggy ever did, and then to spend two seasons on other random storylines. Not that they didn't have some significance, but the fact that, especially since it's like on the bubble show, and then it got the second chance, and then if it gets a third chance, to like waste it doing another one-off that has some loose connections to things, excuse me, and not do anything with S.H.I.E.L.D., especially since also it's like the like between show with S.H.I.E.L.D.'s break. Like, I'm just interested in seeing that formation in general.
I feel like if it gets another season, it almost has to start leading into that. Because
yeah.
I don't think it's going to get fortunate enough to get to four.
Yeah. So, like, and that would be kind of like a trilogy. Like, unless it ends up becoming a Netflix show.
Yeah.
Just put everything on Netflix. Netflix can just pick up everything. But yeah, I'd like to see if they have one to do that. I think it would be interesting not just only to see, like, how Peggy decided to get involved in all this and how it formed, but, like, also, since we have insider information of, like, you know, Hydra was involved, it would be interesting to see, like, the other side of it and see, like, you know, Hydra as being part of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think that will, obviously she's not going to discover it because no one discovered it until Winter Soldier, but it would be interesting to see that whole thing form, since we know that she and other people formed it with good intentions, but then you had the Hydra. The Hydra? That's like an old person talking about Hydra. Go ahead, the Hydra. Had Hydra, like, sneaking its way in there. So I think that would be just a really cool era to explore.
Especially since you got, like, the formings of Hydra popping up with, like, the pin and, what's his face? The dad from That 70s Show?
I've never seen that show, so I don't know. The guy,
the bad guy.
The guy that was, like, taking over the precinct and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, there's little hints at it, so it's like, I'd love for them to be leading towards that. And, you know, I was thinking, I know we, like, literally just mentioned how it's the in-between show for S.H.I.E.L.D., but honestly, I think it would do better ratings-wise as a summer show.
Probably,
It's like, it's a terrible time to be on. The Flash is on. It's like the same night. Like, I don't know if it lines up for everybody, but for me, it's the same exact time.
Yeah, for me, it's an hour after, so.
Yeah, there's, like, lots of other stuff on Tuesdays, though, so it's like, and Agent Carter isn't quite as recognizable, so I think it would be a really good summer show. I don't think it would, like, absolutely explode and become, like, this, like, runaway hit with ratings, but I think it would do better when it has less competition. So, yeah. I don't think I have too much else to go over, but I still did enjoy it. It's just I wasn't as into it as much. I felt like it kind of got, like, I think we use the word cartoony at the end, but it was just, like, about Whitney Frost being like, oh, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. That was her character. Just in three words. Three crazies.
Crazy. Triple the crazy.
I saw her in an episode of Supernatural. I had no idea she was in it either. Freaked me out. I don't think there's anything else. I just really want to see more of Jarvis. I did mention to you that I saw several people kept speculating that Jarvis was going to die, but I'm like, that really can't happen unless they change the timeline. Yeah, because he's going to help raise Tony. Like, otherwise, why would Tony be like, oh, who should I name this operating system after? Give me a list of my dad's butlers. Like, no, that's not how it happened. Like, that's other stuff that could be cool, too. Like, that's what would be neat about Agent Carter continuing is seeing sort of lead-up events. Like, you could see S.H.I.E.L.D., you could see, like, little Tony. Like, it's not necessarily about seeing Tony. I guess it is, but I'd love to see, like, that start of that potential bond with Jarvis. Like, that would be cool stuff if this series was, like, long-running. Like, I think that was something that I really liked about the Black Widow thing in the first season, is that it was kind of subtle, but it's like, it's neat to see that thinking about the future of how, like, you know, Peggy was obviously involved with Captain America, and then she's running into these Black Widows, and like one day he's going to go on a BFF road trip with her when they're on the run, or with a Black Widow. And also little things, which I guess are in both seasons, of how much Tony is like his dad, not just with the like philandering stuff, but like with the not understanding the difference between harm and good with technology. Like, in the very end of this episode, he was talking about how he would love to use the dark matter for good, but it's just so reminiscent of like Ultron and all the stuff Tony tries to do, that he like skirts this very fine line of he has good intentions, but he's using really destructive things. And that's really a neat little, like, well done element of it.
He was
really entertaining in this episode. I love the part where Peggy was trying to keep Sosa from going into like the black hole, and he's like helping, and he grabs Peggy's waist, and he's like, "I'm not thinking any impure thoughts, I promise you." Wait, there's one. like that's one good thing about the show for sure, is the cast. It's got a really good cast.
I like the very beginning when Jarvis hit Whitney with the car.
Oh yeah,
Jarvis, you hit a woman with my car.
And didn't you say, like, she's a 2-time Academy Award winning actress? Or something like that.
She'll be fine.
She could take it. Oh, Jarvis, the best. Seriously. All comes back to Jarvis. But, you know, something I just randomly didn't think about, but I was talking about the different actors for Tony Stark. I guess one thing that does kind of make sense is this guy's sort of a younger Tony Stark, and, like, the guy that's playing him, he played him in Ant-Man. And I think it was Iron Man 2. I guess you could function as the older Tony Stark. So I guess like that kind of makes more sense in my head now. But I still prefer this one. Or Tony? Damn, did I say Tony like 3 times? Yeah. Sorry, Howard. But I still think that he's my favorite one they've had in terms of like the charisma he has, and his sort of resemblance to Robert Downey Jr. in a way. Like, you could totally see why that's his dad.
Yeah,
for sure.
Dad.
So. That's what Tony does all the time. Can you imagine? But yeah, Pokemon. No, but I do hope it gets a third season. I know, like, it didn't do very good ratings wise, but it definitely has a cult following.
Bring it to Netflix. I think it would do fine there.
It really would. Like, I don't think it would all of a sudden be like, you know, oh, let's do gritty stuff like Daredevil and smash people's cars, or cars, smash people's head like a melon in a car door. But, like, I'd like to see it on Netflix. I think it would be neat. Just, I think it would be one of those things where it could kind of show the more people watch it than they think. Because ratings really, there's too much stock put into ratings in a lot of cases, especially with something like this right now. Like I said, there's so many other things happening in TV right now that was what happened to me. Is like, I would either watch The Flash or Teen Wolf or whatever live, and I would DVR it. So I think it would be do well. It would be do well.
I think it would be do well.
Be doof well. Be doof.
I know we don't talk about it, but Gotham came back this week, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I still haven't. I meant to try to catch up on that back when you were telling me it was good, but it's just, there's so many things. Like, once summer happens, I might try to catch up on it again. What is that even happening on it?
They started off the second half of the season with Mr. Freeze.
Oh, that's neat.
It's pretty awesome.
Is Barbara still cray-cray? Is she even still on? She's not? She's not crazy anymore?
She's not crazy for a certain reason.
Oh, is she dead?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, then she was still crazy.
Well, now she's not alive, so she's not crazy anymore.
She's not crazy for a certain reason. Subtle, Brian. I think I hid that pretty well. That's one of those things that, like, I was very surprised by that was, like, a huge swerve from the comic stuff. Because she was, like, his wife, and then they had the daughter, and named her after her. I don't think he's going to name her after her. Did she do anything noteworthy to be named anything after?
I don't know. Gordon's kind of a loose cannon, so you never know.
So, yeah, I didn't expect them to go that direction with her character at all. But yeah, I might try to catch up on that in the summer, but it's just, that show was just like all over the place the last time I saw it. Like I said, I watched most of the first season, and then I stopped a little past midway through, and then I came back and watched the finale, and I don't even know what's happening. Fish is like getting people to do her hairstyles, and Barbara's killing her parents and bragging about it, and everyone's like what is even happening with the show?
It really picked up on season two. Like, it fully embraced the fact that it was a comic book show, and kind of stopped being so fucking strange.
Yeah,
well, it just did really like weird ass things instead of like trying to take itself too seriously.
I feel like my feelings on it were summed up best with a tweet George sent me one time that just said, "What even is Gotham?" I think it really developed its weird, like, own identity for... I think that... I don't think this would hold me back from enjoying it if I go watch it again, but I think what it would have been cool... It definitely would have left him with less freedom, though, but it would have been really neat if this was, like, a prequel to the Batman from the movies. Just because... Like, I'm sure there's cool stuff going on, and I like that they have freedom to do different things, like with Barbara, but when they were doing, like, all the stuff with Bruce, I couldn't help but thinking, like, this is like watching the prequel to a show we're never going to see. It's like, obviously, we've all seen dozens of versions of Batman, but it's like, with all this build-up and, like, little moments going towards Bruce, like... It would be so cool to eventually see that version. So, like, it would have been neat to tie it together in that way. It would have been really neat supplemental material. At the same time, it would be interesting to see what this version of Batman would be with how different so much of the prequel elements are.
Yeah. Because, like, everything's happening at weird times. And
yeah, and...
Like, we got Mr. Freeze without a Batman, so...
Yeah, and Penguin, and is he still basically just, you know, stealing screen time?
Yeah.
Classic Penguin.
He doing what he do.
You know how he be. Yeah, but I might have to try to give that another shot later. I always keep forgetting about it, too, like when I'm thinking about all the TV shows DC has on the air. I always forget about it. All right. Do you have anything else for Ramble Time?
Nope.
Okay. Now it's time for...
Final Thingies, MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
M3P. It's like the new I have a thingy and it's not final. So yeah, next week, TTMF is back, as usual. Send in any other questions. All that jazz. In the hell? Are we in Chicago? What is even happening? Toodaloo!
I hate that commercial, by the way.
What commercial?
The one that's on right now.
Oh, you can't hear my TV? I'm not even watching TV. I don't even own a TV.